This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm so glad you're joining me on this journey to reclaim our digital lives and find a sweet spot between connection and chaos. Now, today's episode is all about something super powerful: self-compassion. You know those days when your phone feels like a magnet pulling you in, even though you promised yourself you'd take a break? Ever feel guilty scrolling for hours when you have a million other things to do? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's not about giving yourself a free pass to binge on social media, trust me, I get it, those endless feeds are like catnip. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend struggling with something similar. You wouldn't scold your bestie for getting sucked into their phone, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate that self-compassion muscle. First up, recognize those digital cravings. They're real. Just like physical hunger, our brains get wired to seek out the dopamine rush from likes, notifications, and endless scrolling. It's not your fault, it's how our reward system works. The key is awareness, noticing when that craving hits and recognizing it as a signal, not a command. Next, practice mindful detachment. This doesn't mean deleting all your apps, although sometimes that's a good idea. It's about being present in the moment, engaging with your surroundings and people without constantly checking your phone. Imagine it like this. You're at a dinner party catching up with friends. Are you glued to your phone or are you truly present in the conversation? Thirdly, challenge those negative self-talk scripts. When you catch yourself beating yourself up for scrolling too much, remind yourself that everyone struggles with digital addiction. You're not alone. Instead of dwelling on the shoulds and I should be doing better, try a little self-kindness. Say to yourself, it's okay, I'm learning and I'll do better next time. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. Think of them like digital fences around your precious time and energy. What apps or platforms are draining you the most? Can you limit your usage during certain times of day? Maybe designate specific phone-free zones in your house, like the dinner table or your bedroom. Lastly, remember that self-compassion is a practice, not a perfection game. Some days will be easier than others. There will be slip-ups and moments when you just want to dive headfirst into the scrolling abyss. But the key is to keep practicing, to be kind to yourself, and to celebrate the small victories along the way. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom of two. She feels constantly overwhelmed juggling work, kids' household chores, and social obligations. Her phone is her lifeline, but it's also a constant source of stress and distraction. Between checking emails, scrolling through social media, and responding to messages, she barely has time for herself, let alone connecting with her family in a meaningful way. Sound familiar? Sarah knows she needs to make a change, but the thought of stepping away from her phone feels overwhelming. She tries setting boundaries, but often ends up giving in to those cravings. One day, while feeling particularly drained, Sarah remembers a recent podcast episode about self-compassion. It clicked. She realized that instead of beating herself up for her digital habits, she needed to treat herself with kindness and understanding. She started by acknowledging her feelings, the overwhelm, the guilt, the desire to escape. Then she offered herself words of comfort. It's okay, Sarah, you're doing your best. She began setting realistic goals, like taking short breaks throughout the day to stretch, meditate, or simply enjoy a cup of tea without checking her phone. And guess what? She started noticing a difference. The guilt lessened, she felt more relaxed and present, and she even had more quality time with her family. So remember this. You're not alone in this digital detox journey. Cultivating self-compassion is key to breaking free from the grip of screen addiction and burnout. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing those mindful detachment techniques. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Join me next time for another episode of Digital Poison, where we'll explore even more strategies for reclaiming your digital life and living a more balanced, fulfilling existence. Until then, stay connected in real life and don't forget to unplug every now and then. You deserve it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.